His name was Martin Miller, and Martin said, I'm Amish. I'm surprised how many emails we do get from Amish people. But this young man, about 23, 24 years old, he said, I'm Amish, and I'm searching, and I'm thinking about leaving the Amish, but I don't know if I want to or not. I email him back, just like I do all, and I don't try to pull him out. I just say, that's a big decision, Martin, that you need to make. But I will pray for you that God will help you make the right decision. And you never know if you'll hear back from them again ever. Sometimes you don't. Oftentimes you don't. A month went by, and I received another email from Martin. Martin says, I'm really struggling right now. He says, things are kind of starting to look like I might be able to leave, but I'm starting to think of the cost. I'm going to have to leave my family behind. And I sent him my phone number. Said, why don't you call me and we'll talk? So I asked Martin, what's your motive for leaving the Amish? Why are you wanting to leave? And he says, because I believe there's more to Christianity than what they're telling me. I have something inside of me that wants to know God more and more. And I said, well, I know a man in your community that can help you. His name is Greg. I stayed with him and his wife one night when I spoke at a church area, and he's got a passion for lost people. He's got a passion for discipleship and mentoring. I connected the two, and one night I received a text. Joe, tonight, Greg showed me how to receive everlasting life. Greg called me, and I'm telling you, it was unbelievable. Okay? Now, he said, I don't have a Bible. And I don't know where to start. I went to Paul Miller, who works for MAP, and I said, Paul, send him a Bible. Send him the first lesson of the ABC series. He had given us an address that was off-site, English person's address, so that there wouldn't be any trouble there. This morning, he sent me another text, and I'm going to read it to you. This happened while I was sitting there. Well, Joe, I left this morning, meaning that I left the Amish, and I'm at Greg's house right now. It's really tough to leave my family, but with God's help, we'll get through it and come out stronger. You know, I've looked at this off and on all morning. That young man, can I tell you, that man is like all over the map right now. His mind, it's like, am I doing the right thing? Am I going to look back one day and realize that it's too late, that I shouldn't have done it, but now I'm, you know... All kinds of things are going on in his mind, but that's happening everywhere all the time. That's why we met this morning, or this week, to talk about the need. And I'm going to end with this. Last year, the last thing we did is we offered to pray over anyone that was sensing a desire or a burden or a call from the living God to get more involved in this ministry. More than just going back and forgetting what you learned. But I mean, doing something with what you learned. You've got a call. But you're unsure what it looks like. And you'd like for us, the rest of us, to lay hands on you and pray over you. We want to do that as the last thing. I mentioned to you, now while you're thinking about that, we're going to get a couple chairs because I believe there are some people here. I don't know who you are, but I believe there are. We're going to put a couple chairs right up front here, yes. And it doesn't mean that you're coming out because you know exactly where you're going. It just means that I know God is calling me and I'm open and I just want somebody to pray over me. Last year we did that. Two young men came forward. One of them was, as I mentioned earlier, and I think you heard me, was Vernon Slaybaugh, who came through this ministry, who is in Columbia, Missouri this weekend. We've already arranged it with a pastor in that area that is a big supporter of our ministry. I've spoken in that town numerous times. He has a burden for the ex-Amish that are coming in there from all over Missouri and Iowa. It's sort of the Midwestern states. We've prayed and prayed for years. If you've been in our prayer meeting, you will know that almost for years we have prayed, God send a missionary to Columbia, Missouri. God is doing that. It's kind of like started. This is where Vernon says, when I walked out of that conference, I knew it was time. And he said, I went home. I talked to my wife, who was very much against the idea. All of a sudden, things came together. The house sold, and away they go. That's how it is supposed to work. So with that, I think I'm done. Let's stand to our feet. I would like for all of you that want to come, don't have to come up, but maybe you come up to pray over those that will be sitting in these chairs. Maybe you will be coming up to sit in the chair, but I want you to come. Wow. This is a pastor. I spoke in this man's church just a few months ago up in New York. Come forward. If we need to get more chairs, we will get more chairs. Amen. We need people to come, lay hands on these people, and pray over them. Please come. Men, women of God, come. Get more chairs. We got a couple chairs. We need more chairs. If you're called, I want you to sit in a chair. I really, really, we're about to enter the presence of God and ask Him to do something over these people. I don't want to leave anyone out. Okay, wow. All right, I would like for three people to pray, and I don't want it all to be men. I want it to be men and women, but I want you to feel led of God to pray over these people.